Welcome to Your Church and the Law, a special edition of the Minister's Friend podcast with John Kimball and our guest, David Bedanza. The Minister's Friend is a podcast helping pastors and other church leaders navigate the challenges of leading the flock. This special series of 12 podcast episodes is offered to help you and your congregation learn about and to think through some really critical legal considerations facing churches in today's America. Our guest is David Bedanza, a pastor and attorney in Massachusetts who specializes in church law. Welcome to the 12th and final episode of Your Church and the Law. I hope this special series has been helpful to you. We've tried to cover most of the critical legal considerations pastors and church leaders must think through to ensure that they've crossed all their legal T's and dotted all their legal I's. If this podcast series has raised additional questions for you or your church, and in a way we kind of hope that it has, please connect with an attorney that's licensed to practice law in your state. Beyond that, if we here at the Minister's Friend can help you in any way, don't hesitate to shoot us an email. And that brings us to the last installment of my interview with pastor and attorney Dave Bedanza, where we ask, just how does a church use the services of a lawyer?
There's a question I think that's appropriate is, what to do when you don't know what to do?
Yeah.
Get advice. Get good advice. Get wise advice. Talk to your denomination leaders. Talk to a lawyer who practices in this area. And you know, one of the things I would ask is, how do you use a lawyer? I had one church client that would always shine up a specific question. And it would always trouble me that they were trying to get to a certain answer. Lawyers aren't really trained that way. They're trained to hear the facts, to spot the issues, and to advise you. That's kind of saying to you, what you want to do is tell your lawyer everything so they can make a wise, so they can give you wise counsel. And not including certain facts for whatever reason may give you advice that is not sound.
So it's not a good idea when you're in a relationship with a lawyer to lead the witness, then, is what you're saying.
Yes. And you know, and don't let the fear of man become predominant. Don't let that, it's fear God and Amen. Don't fear man. And yeah. Don't let liability hysteria become superior, as yeah. we say.
Well, you know, and I've got to say that the best advice that I got as a young pastor many years ago, when I was a young pastor, is to have a really good relationship with a Christian lawyer that really understands, you know, the stuff that pastors have to deal with and churches have to deal with, and have a good relationship with a CPA that understands, you know, tax law and that kind of stuff as it relates to churches and nonprofits.
Indeed.
And, you know, I've in every one of the ministry roles that I've had, I've tried to develop those relationships, and they've served me very well. And I know that there's some pushback and some fear sometimes that pastors have, but boy, if I could pass that advice on, it is a blessing to have a good relationship with a lawyer who can advise you and a good relationship with a CPA.
Amen.
Yeah. David Bedanza, this has been so helpful. Thank you so much for being on The Minister's Friend.
Our pleasure. My pleasure. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Amen. Thanks for joining us for this special episode in the series, Your Church and the Law, from the Minister's Friend podcast. We hope it was a blessing to you. There are 12 topical episodes in this special series. Be sure to listen to the others. They're available on all the major podcast platforms. The content of this podcast is for informational purposes only. It is not legal advice. If you have questions concerning how these topics relate to you and your congregation, please see an attorney who is licensed to practice law in your state. Thanks again for joining us. May God bless you and your church family with great fruit for His kingdom.